Israel claimed Tuesday that Iran is 5 years away from developing a nuclear weapon and said international talks due to restart next week will do nothing to slow it down, adding it reserved the right to act to protect itself. The 2015 accord saw Iran agree to curbs on its nuclear program in return for the lifting of international sanctions, and indirect negotiations to revive the deal are due to resume in Vienna next Monday after a five-month pause. Israel has long opposed the nuclear deal, but Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's government, which has been in power since June, had previously said it could be open to a new deal with tougher restrictions. Israel, itself widely believed to have nuclear weapons, has long argued that the 2015 deal was too weak to prevent Iran from pursuing a bomb. Former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned the deal in 2018, describing it as too soft. Iran responded by violating some of the deal's restrictions. Current U.S. President Joe Biden's administration aims to revive U.S. participation in that nuclear deal. A top U.S. diplomat said Tuesday he's worried that the military developments in Ethiopia are getting in the way of efforts to stop the escalation of the country's year-long conflict. Returning from a trip to Ethiopia, U.S. Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman told reporters he and other diplomats were trying to achieve a de-escalation and ceasefire between the Ethiopian federal government and forces led by the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. The top U.S. and Russian generals spoke by phone Tuesday as tensions along the Russian-Ukrainian border appear to reach new highs. Both Washington and Moscow quickly issued readouts of the call. The U.S. statement said the two generals discussed several security-related issues of concern. It also said both sides had agreed to keep the details of Tuesday's call private. The conversation follows heightened concern about what the U.S. and NATO repeatedly have described as unusual activity by Russian forces along Russia's border with Ukraine and Crimea. Ukrainian intelligence estimates have put the number of Russian troops along the border at about 90,000.